Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sportsnet interview. I am your host, Evan Grote, and I hope everyone out there is enjoying their summer. We're about halfway through now as we approach the month of August. And something else that is fast approaching is the Major League Baseball trade deadline. That's right, Monday, August 3rd, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's when the deadline is, and the rumors are swirling right now, and we've got a great guest here for us this week to help us break it down. We've got MLB insider for USA Today, Mr. Bob Nightingale. And Bob, I know this is a really busy time for you, so we appreciate you just carving out a few minutes for us today. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, Evan.
Let's jump right into it. You know, the big fish out there, or maybe I should call him a whale, that everyone's talking about is Tarek Skubal. Everyone wants to know where he's going to land. And we saw that blown lead the Tigers had on Wednesday, where could be Skubal's last start as a Tiger. I know you wrote a piece on it in USA Today where you think the Tigers have no choice but to trade him at this point. So it's not a matter of if he'll be traded. It's beginning to look like where will he land? That's the discussion. So let's get into that a little bit. Who do you think has the assets to make a move for Tarek Skubal?
Well, I think the two teams that jump out are the Los Angeles Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers. They have all the prospects, or the most prospects. Then I'll go Tampa, and then I'll throw in Atlanta. You know, it's only a rental, so you don't want to give up too much. Tiger's going to ask for the role for him, so we'll, you know, see what happens there. But, you know, I think what they want to do is trade him and get a starter back in return so that they're not completely giving up on the season. And so, you know, the Dodgers have a guy like Emmett Sheehan. He can certainly be that guy throwing the deal, you know, along with him. I think they have six prospects in the top 100. Six outfield prospects in top 100, I think nine overall. So, and obviously money is no factor. So I'll put my money on the Dodgers.
Yeah. Now you mentioned it would be a rental. Does that depend on which team he goes to? Because obviously I could see a team like if the Rays were to acquire him, I can't see them, you know, meeting that asking price, which we've heard estimated anywhere between 300 and 400 million. We know he's a Boris client, so there's going to be a pretty high tag there. But if it's the Dodgers, you know, who we know have no problem with money, could you see a team like the Dodgers maybe signing him to a long-term contract if they do acquire him here at the deadline?
You know, not yet. I just think with so close to free agency, you know, that there's no way he'll sign an extension before he hits the market. Because you don't know what the Yankees would do or the Mets, you know, those teams of big money, particularly the Mets, to see what they would do. So I don't see him signing a contract extension to anybody. And I think it's going to be between 400 and 500, Evan. I think he's going to get that much money.
Wow. That's a crazy amount of money. Yeah. But that's where we are right now in MLB. Let's move on to another player who, you know, we're hearing a lot about, and that's Mason Miller, closer for the Padres. I know the Yankees are the team that I keep hearing the most about that would love to bring him in. You know, can you see Mason ending up in the Bronx, or is there another team that you think he might acquire him?
I think he's staying put now. Okay. You know, they're playing better, and they don't want to sell. They have new ownership. The new owners tell them they have have some money to spend. So I think he stays right now. Maybe they move, you know, their setup guy, Adrian Morjon. They could do that. But I think as far as Miller, I think he stays. And Yankees and our teams would love to have him, but you're talking about a lot of prospects. So if you're the Yankees, you know, you still want to, you know, get another bat, you need some relief help, but not just bury your entire farm system for one guy.
Yeah. Now staying with the Yankees, and we mentioned closer is an issue, or bullpen, I should say, bullpen help is an issue. You mentioned acquiring possibly a right-handed bat, and I know they're talking about a catcher as well. Do you think, which one of those positions do you think they make their top priority here at the deadline?
I think bullpen. I mean, they like to get in our bat. They love to get Ryan Jeffers. I still think he'll be traded. I do. I know the Twins are in it, but they get a lot for him. So I'll go, maybe the catcher first, Ryan Jeffers, and then a setup guy. I think if they get those two spots, then they say, okay, that's a good trade deadline. But the bottom line is, it's Aaron Judge. Will he be back? And I think they're a lot more worried than they're saying publicly. I think privately, very worried.
Yeah. Looking at the American League as a whole, I looked yesterday and it looked like there was only six teams that are above 500 right now. There's particularly in the Central Division and in the West Division, it's still a very tight race. Nobody's really running away with it. Because of the, so many mediocre teams, I guess you could say, in the American League, is that making it hard on GMs and front offices to make that decision whether they're going to be buyers or sellers at the deadline?
Yeah, very much so, Evan. I mean, you have a lot of GMs say, man, I wish the deadline was two more weeks later. Good thing it's August 3rd and not, like July 27th or July 28th, that would be really tough. So, yeah, I mean, outside of school ball, it's got a chance to be more of a dull deadline just because everybody's in the race, like you said. I think like 2 days ago, 24 teams are within five games of first place. So, it's tough to sell to your fan base and the players in the clubhouse, like, oh, by the way, we're giving up. Teams looked at what happened last year with Cleveland. They traded away Shane Bieber, came back from the dead. They were 14 and a half out at one point, and they win the division. Detroit sitting up there, and they fell apart and collapsed. Still made the playoffs, barely. But we've seen some strange things happen in August, September. I think Jed Hoyer, president of baseball operations for the Cubs, was talking about it last week when I was in Chicago. And he says, look, there's going to be some buyers out there that are going to drop off and some sellers that rise. You just never know.
Yeah, now we've talked about the Dodgers and also the Yankees, but is there another team out there that you think, is going to be very aggressive here and try to improve their roster based on where they currently stand right now?
I would say Tampa Bay. I mean, I think they're going to want – the American League is so wide open, and they're saying, you know what, we just get in there. We get a chance to run the table and get to the World Series. I haven't seen the American League this down, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen this down. But, it's not like the National League where you still got to face the Dodgers, you got to face the Brewers, the Phillies, Atlanta. In the American League, you get in, there's not that one superpower.
Okay, and then, I look around, all the articles that I'm seeing, there's some shortstops out there that could be dealt as well. We've got Neto with the Angels, Lindor with the Mets, and Abrams with the Nationals. Which one of these shortstops do you think is most likely to be on the move?
Yeah, I'm not sure any of them get moved. I really don't. I mean, Nationals in the race, they got to get blown away for Abrams. All-star season, a lot of power. I don't think Neto's getting traded. I think he's too valuable to the Angels. Right? You'd have to give up, your top two or three picks to get him. You got 3.5 years of control. So I'm not sure those guys are going to be available. And people, everybody wants him. The Red Sox are dying for a shortstop. But I'm not sure that guy's out there to be moved. Neto's very good. Abrams, Lindor, I could see him being moved in the offseason, but that's a lot of money. Right. That's what I think it's going to take time to move Lindor. When teams take a bite at Bichette, they could. He makes more sense than Lindor, but it'd be opposite of the contract, and it's only a rental.
And do you think there's maybe a name out there that maybe is kind of flying under the radar? Of course, we're hearing a lot about Skubal and Mason Miller and some of these other players, but is there a surprise player that you think could be dealt here at the trade deadline? I know I've read a little bit about like Byron Buxton with the Twins. Is there anyone else out there that you think could be a surprise here at the deadline?
Yeah, Buxton's not going to get moved. He loves Minnesota. He's got no trade clause, and they love him, so he's not going anywhere. The two surprises to me would be Hunter Green of the Cincinnati Reds, young, controllable starter, been a little injury prone. But terrific talent, and also O'Neill Cruz, the center fielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates are in the race, but they badly need some pitching. I mean, if Mason Miller was available, they'd do everything possible to get him. He's a Pittsburgh kid too, so yeah, that would work out fine. But I would say those two guys, O'Neill Cruz and Hunter Green.
Well, Bob, we're going to know the answers to a lot of these questions here in just a few days, and it should be an exciting time of the year. We appreciate you so much again for all your time today and all your insight today, and keep up all your great work. If you guys aren't out there following Bob, you might want to do so real quick. That's B Nightingale on X. And Bob, we thank you again so much for your time today.
A pleasure. Thank you, Evan.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.